How do we qualify for it? This and much more as we worship on this day, the first Sunday in a new year. I invite your attention now to page 3 of our service bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King of all gods.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Thank you.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us.
God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all Your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from Your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of Your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by Your power and keep us in Your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise.
Lord,
I
Thank you.
On this first Sunday after Christmas, and also a day on which we begin a new calendar year, a reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, where the prophet reminds us that God does not take our situations here on earth lightly. He has and He will continue to provide what we need to endure any and all situations. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which He is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things He has done for Israel, according to His compassion and many kindnesses. He said, "Surely they are my people, children who will be true to me." And so He became their Savior. In all their distress, He too was distressed, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and mercy, He redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The word of the Lord. This is what you are able to become, and this by God's grace. A reading from Holy Scripture, Galatians 4. But when the time set had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are His child, God has made you also an heir. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the second chapter, pointing out the fact that God indeed does keep His promises. He keeps His promise even in the face of evil intent. When they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said to the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
We can see it as we turn to our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace. It continues to remain yours in great abundance, even though the calendar year has changed. For God, our God, does not change. And such grace, mercy, and peace continues to be ours generously through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose birth we were privileged to celebrate yet again, and whose second coming we look forward to with eager anticipation, whether it be in 2023 or beyond. We hear once again these words from Galatians. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who generously has given to us and continues to do so and puts us in a position to be generous. It has been estimated that over $15 trillion will be left on the table, so to speak, because people do not have an estate plan. Instead of that money being purposely utilized, it will fall into the hands of people who have no connection to it and possibly be used then in ways which contradict the original recipients of that estate. You know, it adds up, your estate, that is. Some people just factor in their paycheck or their benefit check, but the estate is really much more than that, right? Your estate consists of your home and your possessions and your insurance policies, your modes of transportation, and so on. I remember one person saying after a presentation about an estate plan, he said, "Oh, that didn't apply to me. I don't make that much on a fixed income." But the guy was sitting on multiple homes and multiple modes of transportation, well worth multi-millions. And when we reminded him of that, he could not help but take a step back and go, "Wow, I have been blessed." How often do we miss the blessings because of our short-sightedness? But when we take a step back, we see, wow, we have been blessed. We don't need to live in 5,000 square feet and make $1 million a year and all that kind of stuff and drive this car and that car to be blessed. In fact, when we have those kind of things, we've missed the blessings. And so sometime with Israel, God removes those blessings to open our eyes to what really is a blessing. And when we pull it all back, when he does, even if we lost all the earthly stuff, we are still blessed, as Christmas was a reminder of why. As the prophet Isaiah reminds us why. God remains compassionate, whether we have physical things or not. For our life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions, but rather in the abundance of God's grace and mercy toward us. God has an inheritance plan. It's not an automatic transaction, though. Though he wants everyone to be a recipient of it. By nature, we are not recipients of it. And as noted earlier, countless people remain disqualified to be recipients of his estate plan, thus missing out on the greatest estate plan this world will ever see. But you, by the grace of God, you know what that inheritance, that estate plan consists of, as he has made you a recipient of it. And so, dear friends, it is time to celebrate your inheritance and to keep on celebrating it until it's reached in full. The reason why we're to celebrate This inheritance that God gives to us is because it is a gift from God. It is not something that we would ask for. The prophet Isaiah, and also then the apostle Paul, both by inspiration, in speaking to Jews and Gentiles, make that point very clear to them. For the Jews were thinking that if they followed the Mosaic law, that they could earn God's favor. And all they had to do was excel in following that law. And they were in. Plus, they had Abraham's blood pumping through their veins. And so they had a double in, so they thought. But Isaiah and Paul reminds the Jews, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not through work righteousness. It's not through following the law of Moses that gets you right with God. And to the Gentiles who have the law, the natural law, in their heart and in their mind, to the Gentiles who think, if I just keep that golden rule and I don't break it that many times, if there is a God, well, God will be satisfied with that. And if he's not, well, the heck with God. And don't we see that last part becoming more and more in our life? People becoming dismissive of sin, redefining sin, even churches. And for those churches who adhere to God's word, well, you're full of hate. You don't know what love is. When really it's the other way around. And so Scripture makes it clear. Romans 3:28, for example, it's not by observing the law, whether it be God's law or man's law, that we are saved, that we can get right with God. Because there is a God we need to get right with. So we implemented the gift. The gift he had promised when Adam and Eve had fallen into sin. Because he knew, even before they had fallen into sin, that when they did fall, they would not be able to recover on their own from their fall. And so he promised, as he was speaking to Satan, Satan, you will be crushed by the heir of heirs, by my son, the promised one. When the time was right, when everything was set in place by God's doing, Galatians reminds us God sent his son, fulfilling prophecy after prophecy, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. One who went to Egypt and was called out of Egypt. All the prophecies fulfilled. Guaranteeing that all the prophecies yet to be fulfilled will be in God's perfect time for such to be fulfilled. This gift, the gift of gifts, Jesus, we are told was born under the law. Under the requirements of the law and under the curse of the law. He became one with us. And yet we know that there is one important distinction between Jesus and us in the flesh. As Hebrews clearly indicates, he was without sin. And how necessary that was and is. This is all part then of his act of obedience, that he would be able then to keep the law, the Mosaic law and the human law that did not contradict God's word. He would keep it in our place so it could be credited to us as if we ourselves have kept it. What a gift. And to think that Jesus cannot relate to us. Remember those words of Hebrew, how he was tempted in every way, just as we are. When's the last time you've been tempted? Probably right now. I've heard him talk before. I don't need to listen to him. But listen to the word. Temptation is all around us. Now, temptation of itself is not sin, and yet we ask the Lord in the Lord's Prayer to lead us not into temptation. Help us recognize what is a temptation for us and keep us from falling into that temptation. And when we cave into that temptation, unlike your son, lift us out of it. May it not keep us away from you. Restore us through the gift. And he does. But what did we confess earlier? As the Apostle John indicates, if we deny our sin, that we do sin, what do we speak? Not the truth, but falsehood. And if we continue to speak that falsehood, we remain in our sin and miss out on the benefits of forgiveness and miss out on the greatest inheritance ever. What a shame. What a tragedy. Something that could be avoided. God be praised that he keeps his word and sent his gift. Celebrate the gift that has come with purpose to redeem us, Paul indicates, to buy us back from the clutches of sin and the power of the devil. Because again, we are powerless to do such on our own, no matter how good people we are. That doesn't mean we should stop being good people and striving to be such, but don't do it thinking that we're going to earn God's favor. Do it out of thanks to God, out of celebration for God's gift to us and the inheritance that awaits us. And so Jesus took that act of obedience and went to the cross, showing himself to be the innocent, perfect substitute sacrifice that was necessary for our sin. And so his death on the cross, his passive obedience, total sufficiency to pay for your sin and my sin and the sin of all people of all time. What a gift. A ransom price that was not cheap either, right? I mean, just because Jesus is God does not mean that it was easy for him to go to the cross. Because we recount Holy Week and the weight on his mind and heart. And we recall the blood dripping from his face as he's praying and also from the cross. It wasn't an easy transaction. It was a costly one, but one he was willing to make so that we could become recipients of the greatest inheritance ever. And along with that redemption, then, has come the ability to become a part of God's family. Again, something that we cannot do on our own. Just before the words of our text, Paul writes in Galatians, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, nor there is there male and female, for you are all in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Not by our works, not by bloodline, but through the gift of faith." In Ephesians, we are told it's by grace we are saved, not by our works, so that we cannot boast. Rather, our boast is in Christ and his cross in the empty tomb. We have become beneficiaries of all that Christ has done for us, his active and passive obedience, through the gift of God's grace, which is given to us through the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament. Baptism is not to be something blown off. It is an opportunity for us to be clothed in Christ's righteousness. It doesn't matter if we don't understand how, because this is God's gift to us. And too many people in churches confuse it, thinking it has to be our gift to God. Quit going against the first commandment and give God the glory that is due him, people. Why are we so stubborn? But they have great music. They have great entertainment. They make me feel good. They have programs. That's not what it's about, folks. We all die the same death. Are you ready to die in the name of Jesus? By the grace of God, you can be, and you are. So celebrate your inheritance. And in the meantime, celebrate by living the life that God has given to you. Invest in it wisely. What did the Apostle Paul say in Philippians? To live is Christ, to die is gain. We are in a win-win situation. How many people look at you and go, man, what happened to you? That doesn't mean we're happy all the time. But we never, ever lose our reason for hope and joy. If you miss that bus, God help you get back on it. Celebrate your inheritance. It's a gift. It's to be invested wisely. Celebrate it while you're living here. Being generous with what God has provided to you. What did Job say? Naked I came and naked I will go. May the name of the Lord be praised. It's not ours. We can't take it with us. As you heard before, there are no U-Hauls behind the hearse. Who's going to use what you leave behind? And it's not just the possessions, right? It's the attitude legacy as well. Many estate plans start with a Christian preamble. So that at least those who are the beneficiaries get one more opportunity to hear you speak your confession of faith. What legacy are you leaving and living? Well, to help us live the legacy that God wants for us, to love one another as He has loved us, to be generous as He is generous with us, to look forward to what He has won for us and is ours through faith in Christ Jesus, God reminds us to stay connected to the means of grace. The means that has value and importance. But how many people are disconnected or somewhat connected and so miss out on so many benefits and blessings that could come if they were fully connected? We get out what we put in, so to speak. If we're just dipping our toe in the means of grace, we're not going to be able to stand up as strong as if we were all in. And yet, thankfully, the toe in is enough to keep us, but Satan's good at his craft. And he can easily yank that toe out. In fact, how many toes have been yanked out? But there's still time for many to lead them to dip their toe and full self in again. And that's part of the legacy as well, is not just staying connected ourselves, but connecting others. Family members who have lost their way, family and friends who do not confess Jesus as Lord. There's various ways we can witness, even if we're not in the same vicinity. And if they don't take up our witness, that's on them, not on you. So whether it be social media posts, whether it be a card, a birthday card, a Christmas card, a Thanksgiving card, just a card in general, a note saying I'm praying for you, whatever it might be. You make the most of leaving a legacy. God help us then put into practice His law. And part of His law includes obeying the laws of the land as long as they do not go against God's word. And that way too, we're leaving a legacy. We are not above the law. Thankfully, Jesus has fulfilled the law for us. So what is that legacy then that you are putting in place? What kind of impact do you want to have on the generation that comes after you? While making the most of what God has provided to you while you are still on the face of this earth. As you continue to work on that legacy plan, continue to celebrate your God-given inheritance and live in it wisely in light of what is still to come in the new year and beyond. Time to celebrate. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in the confession of faith found on the top of page 10.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. Please be seated.
May the Lord God bless our thank offerings in the new year as he has in the past year. To him be the glory, we pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people. We rejoice in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne and that he intercedes for us in all our needs.
Send your Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds with understanding and knowledge of your heavenly truths.
Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love you, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue instruction in your word, and to serve your church and all people.
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. Lord, we reap what we sow. Help us sow generously as you are generous with us. Through you, we become rich in ways the world on its own will not know or find. Help us use the thank offerings we bring to support the spread of the gospel so more and more can know what true wealth is and reap a harvest of righteousness. May those able to celebrate another year of grace be able to see your grace abundantly poured out in their life. And for our couples celebrating their wedding anniversary, renew their love in light of your love for each of them. And thank you for blessing James and Hannah Ripley with the gift of a son. Continue to watch over mother and son. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
To him be praise, honor, glory, and power, now and forever. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We do give thanks for the gift of a healthy son to James and Hannah, born this morning. Missed the tax deduction a little bit, but either way, they are thankful to God Almighty, and we with them. As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. One note, please remain standing today for the distribution. Thank you.
Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given for you for the full
Thank you.
We continue in the top of page 13. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith, guided in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Just a reminder that all Bible studies will resume, Lord willing, next Sunday at the normal time, so keep that in mind. Worship also resumes at the 8 and 10:45 a.m. Time slots, and then Monday night worship will be back up until Lent, so starting Monday, January 9th, we'll have Monday services at 6:30 up till Ash Wednesday. Lutheran Women's Missionary Society Mission Box Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. Please see the bulletin board for more information about that if you don't know about that. Great opportunity to support missions, proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. 2023 thank offering envelopes are available if you haven't picked them up yet. They're in the library, so walk across the courtyard into the library. It is open. And as you pick up your pack of envelopes, also pick up a 5x7 envelope with some information regarding those commitments and volunteering opportunities. We do have a starting point, a BIC opportunity, starting on January 11th, Wednesday, at 6:30. That'll take place in the Luther Room. So keep that in mind if you want to a brief refresher on the basic doctrines of the Bible, or want to introduce somebody to our gospel ministry. Chili cook-off coming up this month in January. Please see the weekly news for more details, and RSVP would be appreciated. But so you can read more on that or talk to Ryan and Kaisa. They'd be happy to answer questions. And then just weekly news has some other items of things going on. School resumes on Wednesday, Lord willing. So have a great, blessed day and new year. His comfort and his peace remain fresh and new every year, every day. And if you know somebody who is in need based on the storm damage and we can be of help, let us know. Thank you.